WJTL CC Winans, that's my king. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's 7:05.
WJTL Summer of Adventure Contest wraps up tomorrow, so if it's sunny, we'll give you a chance during the afternoon drive to win a pair of base camp passes to Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center. Click on the Summer of Adventure Contest blog at WJTL.com for details.
This morning, our very special guest is Mary Kenny. Mary is the president of Tying Vines Incorporated. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning.
How so are great you? To have you here. You. The first thing you said when you came in is, what's that song on Kids Cookie Break about the dog? And I was glad that we could find that for you.
Yes, I'm really happy about that.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to Adam Settle, who I know is listening right now. He is one of our greatest supporters, advocates, everything. And he's amazing.
Hi, yay. Adam. Thank you for tuning in. Mary, tell us all about Tying Vines. What do you guys do?
So we are a group of Christians who want to connect Christian leaders around the world to the support of the global community. We found there's amazing Christian leaders in at-risk communities all over, places that we think are unreached or underreached, but they lack resources to be as effective as they could be, and we really want to partner with them.
And you were in the Middle East for a while, and you were there working, but you were also serving, and you found that there are a lot of believers there who need help.
Yeah, we were just amazed. We were overwhelmed with all these incredible Christian believers who just were serving the Lord where they were at. They were they were mature believers. They really humbled us in their commitment. Mm. And we were just like, what can we do to help you? And that's where we started. We just wanted to come alongside and say, can we do something to help?
Yeah, that's it. Do you have any great stories that kind of give an idea of what you guys do on a daily basis?
Yeah. So we have a really amazing woman we partner with in Lebanon who is serving Syrian refugees there. There's about 2 million Syrian refugees there. And we have this community center where we're doing education and vocational training and food security support. And in the vocational training, we're helping the young Syrians to gain some skills so that they can support themselves. And so, like, the women would get sewing skills and cosmetology and even medical assistant training. And we found with the girls, by doing this, we've been able to raise the average age of marriage from 13 to 18.
Wow. That's a huge impact.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes. Now, Tying Vines, why that name? Why'd you come up with that?
Well, my husband was remembering when he was a child, his first job, he worked in a vineyard up in Lake Erie.
Interesting. Okay.
And he was paid 7 cents a vine to tie the vines to the trellis. And we thought, okay, this really represents who we are. When you tie the grapevine to the trellis, the grapevine produces more fruit. And our goal is to see these ministries be more fruitful by providing support to them.
I love that. That's a great visual. If folks want more information about what you're doing with Tying Vines, or they want to find out how they can get involved, can they go online?
Absolutely. They can go to our website at tyingvines.org.
Very cool. And you guys have an event coming up we're going to talk more about, but tell us about it quickly.
Okay. On Friday, September 13th, we are having a fundraising dinner in Mechanicsburg at Strock Enterprises.
Very cool. And is that at the website as well?
Yes. You can find that in our events tab. There's all the information.
And we will talk about it more, too. So stick around. Coming up, we have more music as well. Chris Tomlin and Brandon Heath are next.